Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. I'm the floor supervisor. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, I got a bill from Myers, and there's two things on here that we did not order.
Okay, I can take a look and see. May I please have the first and last name on the account?
Kenneth W. Martin.
Let me see one moment. One moment. And what's your zip code?
40229.
40229.
Yes.
For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
5312 Haven Tree Court, Louisville, Kentucky.
Thank you for providing me with that additional information. I'm just waiting on my system to load up. So just hang in there for me. Now we have you for the bike tub and it was for the Craftsman.
No, we don't know anything about that.
Or
We did not.
Anybody in your household could have placed this order?
No.
Okay. Okay. Well, I can file this as fraud. What we'll do is contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of ID that was used when the order placed online, and your local authorities will verify the location where the order took place.
So will I get a refund on this? I mean, will they take it off?
Okay, let's see what I can do. Yes, I was going to go ahead and issue a refund of the $59.89. You only would bill one time. So hang there for me. Almost done.
Okay.
Alrighty, so what I went ahead and did for you today, I went ahead and got your account canceled and fully refunded, and I have the cancellation confirmation available whenever you're ready.
Hold on 1 second. Okay.
It's C as in Charlie.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Do it again.
C as in Charlie.
C.
920.
920.
712.
712.
899.
899.
Correct. And I have a counseling and refund your account in full, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. Anything else I can do for you?
Not today.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.